This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
The Dogs are looking for a third natty in four seasons. Expectations are high in 2024. Israel Troop joins me. Let's roll. All right, all right, all right. Good evening. Happy Thursday. Hope you are having a great, great evening so far. Hope you are gearing up for a great weekend. We are back. It's the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Believe Network. And if you're wondering why we're so sporadic with our attendance, well, it's that time of year for us. We are educators, coaches, all of the good things. Israel is, I think the question is, what are you not doing at this point? You're moving. You're doing grad school. You are gearing up for a new school, which you're already in, and having to deal with procedures there, spring practice, battling with cold, making friends with Casper in your new shed, all that good stuff, man. What's happening, man?
Look, man, it's a lot going on. It's doable, though. You know, being in the coaching world, being in the teaching world, teaches you how to, you know, adjust on the fly. Multitask and handle your emotions very, very well. Like I said, I've moved, done spring practice, finished my last grad school class before the summer classes. Four classes away from having my specialist. So, I mean, that's great, but it's just been a whirlwind. But hey, we get it done, and hey, here we are on this wonderful Thursday evening.
Have you thought about becoming Dr. Troop?
I have not. I will never, ever, ever be Dr. Troop. This is the last go around for me. you know, this is it. This is it.
I love it. I love it. Well, anyway, well, the reason why we're together, the topic of the night is the expectations are high, looking for the third natty in four seasons. The sports books, FanDuel, BetOnline.ag, all the sports books has Georgia at 10.5 wins. So let's get right out the gates with that. Before we do, though, betonline.ag has everything you need in your sports wagering. If you want to bet NBA and NHL playoffs, they have it right there for you. MLB as well. I don't know how to bet baseball, but it's there for you. So head to betonline.ag now. Take advantage. Use promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag, it's where the game starts.
I just looked and I got paint on my hand, so I was like, what in the world? I missed the head bob, dadgummit.
You missed the head bob, yeah. There you go. I missed you imitating it too, so we might have to do that over. Yeah. But anyway, BetOnline.ag, if you enter the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to get your promo code. So they have us at 10.5 wins, man. Are you buying it?
I like it. I like it a lot.
So are you hitting the over? I'm guessing you're hitting the over, right?
I think I like this. I like over. I'm hitting the over. I think we got a really good team. I think we got really good chemistry going on right now. You know, the fact that, you know, these guys are gelling the way they are so early, you know, does really, really good for us, you know, especially when you're trying to, I think this season is unfinished business. So I think that's where we're at.
Yeah, no doubt. And the way we've geared up, I think, is really the biggest thing. You know, Carson Beck he's on point. And I think a lot of people are going to say, well, he struggled a little bit in the spring game. And you know, I call BS on that because he was just trying to put on a show to me. And he was trying to make throws that he would never try to make in regular season games.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, at the same time, it's spring game. So, you know, it's one where, hey, you know, fans are here. Let's have a good time. I mean, does it mean anything? Absolutely. But does it really mean anything? Absolutely not. You know, he's the guy. So, I mean, let's go out here and have fun. You know, yeah. It's one of those things to where a spring game for him is about, you know, let's get these quality reps in, but let's also have some fun before, you know, it really becomes like gut check time.
Yeah, just let it rip. And that's what you got to do. Just let it rip. And the newcomers, man, we talked about this a little bit, but I think the reason why the optimism is so high, I mean, even if you take the over, you still, like, if you're taking it from a betting perspective, you still got one loss to play with, which I don't want to think about who we're going to lose to, but it's right there for the taking. I mean, the toughest games are against Ole Miss and Texas. Mm-hmm. Those and Alabama. Those are the three toughest games on the schedule by far. And then you have Tennessee, Clemson. They're always tough. And then the other ones, of course, you know, their SEC opponents, of course, they're going to be hard. But like Mississippi State, they're going to be the worst team in the SEC this year. And South Carolina is not going to be anything. Florida is, I mean, they have to make up weird, goofy titles just so they can retain coaches, like game changer coordinator.
Wow. But it's going to be interesting to see how everything goes. To me, I think the toughest game is just Texas and Ole Miss. One, we got to go to both of those places. And, I mean, Ole Miss is actually, you know, the transfer portal kings at this particular moment in time. So, I mean, they got some ballers over there, you know. So, I think those two games are going to give us some trouble. At the end of the day, you know, the only team that we have to beat is ourselves. You know what I mean? So, I think if we just do what we're supposed to do, I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we handle business the way we're supposed to. I think defensively, you know, there's a lot of people coming back, right? And it was an already talented group. They have all Rivals 100 players on the defense. They have C.J. Allen, who's wearing number 3. He looks like he's starting to play like another number 3 that we know at that position. Malachi Starks, when he comes back, he missed all of spring. But when he comes back, he'll get back into his role there. And it's just going to be a matter of like kind of who fills in the other secondary spots. Cause you know, you lose Javon Bullard, you lose Kamari Lassiter. That's a little bit of a concern, but overly worried about that, to be honest.
Yeah. I think after seeing, you know, the way that those guys were, they're covering, they're communicating already to be so young and inexperienced on the back end. And the fact that these guys are coming up and striking people already, you know, like we said earlier, you don't want it to be your own teammates for sure. But the fact that they're not scared and they're willing to come down and strike, you know, that the way they have, I think that just says a lot of the experience that they've already. Well, I won't say experience, the confidence that they have already within themselves, and you know, go out here and you know, play that back in, because every year it's always the same thing. What's the secondary going to look like? You know, it's never really. The box, the front seven, you know, we haven't really heard the names that you normally hear we had last week, but there's never been a concern about the box. It's always been on the back end. So I think those guys took it personally. And they came out of spring, you know, with a lot of questions answered. But at the same time, you know, what are you going to do when there's 100,000 people, you know, sitting on top of you and yelling? You know, that's when you really start to see, you know, are you ready for the big time?
Yeah, Dalen Everett, I think, is going to be somebody that's going to jump off the page. Julian Humphrey is also somebody you should be very excited about. Ellis Robinson, the true freshman, is really making some noise too. I mean, the cornerback position, I think it's...
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Relatively unknown, but there's a lot of talent there. And those guys are dynamic. Those guys are every as bit as good as the ones we lost. Probably maybe not quite as physical because Kamari Laster come up and hit you, and Javon Bullard, well, we know that. We know definitely he would come up and hit you. But, I mean, even Tyke Smith, if we're looking at the secondary as a whole, I mean, he's third rounder to Tampa Bay. You know, they're excited as hell to get him down there, man. So, like, you have quite a bit to replace. And I think it's going to be kind of a youth movement there. And I think those youth guys are going to be far advanced because, you know, they're starting to get it. A lot of them were early enrollees, like KJ Bolden, Ellis Robinson. You know, those guys are going to factor in big time.
I think this is going to be probably the most youthful secondary we've had in a very, very long time. You know, outside of Starks being like the lone, you know, veteran of the bunch. You know what I mean? So it's one of those deals to where, you know, throw them to the wolves early. I mean, because if you really think about it, you know, it's one thing that we talked about, you know, as an offensive staff, where I'm at, you know, we beat our head against the wall in the whole spring, like, man, we're getting our ass whooped by our defense, you know what I mean, by our defensive line, things like that. And we go out here in our spring game, I mean, we look like world beaters, you know what I mean? So it's one of those deals where you're going against the best every single day. You know what I mean? Yeah. So anybody else that you go against, whether on Saturday, you know, for us on Friday night, I mean, it's like, all right, we good. You know, have you seen what we go against, you know, just every day of practice? You know, just going against those guys is just going to build that confidence for you and the camaraderie that they have between, you know, the skill of the receivers and the secondary guys. You know, I think that's going to be good for them, you know, because it's always going to be trash talk back and forth. So, I mean, playing Tennessee, you know, playing against Alabama won't be too big for them because they're like, guys, I've got to face rah-rah, you know, every day. You know, I got to face, you know, Love It every day. You know, I got to go against Lucky every day. You know what I mean? So you got to go against all these guys every single day. So I don't think the moment would be too big for them.
No, and rah-rah is going to let you know about it. Dominic's going to let you know about it. Delp's going to let you know about it. Yurashek is going to let you know about it. You know, the new guy from Stanford. At the tight end spot. So, I mean, all these guys are going to let you know about it. And to me, it just seems like – and you've seen this firsthand. I haven't seen it firsthand, and I'm getting a lot of information from you and just kind of a sense of, like, just the way we play just kind of oozes this as well. But, like, the practices are designed to be harder and more stressful than a game. And you know, these guys just compete and crush each other. And then all of a sudden South Carolina walks in and they just dominate because that's all they know how to do.
Yep.
And that's,
you just, that's it. You know, as a coach, you know, that's one thing, you know, we've adapted that this year. You know, we call it Snot Bubble Tuesday. That's one of the things that I'm bringing to Thomasville that I brought from where, you know, it's Bloody Tuesday at Georgia. I didn't even know they called that. I just called it Snot Bubble Tuesday. You know, just because, you know, it's going to be, you know, war on Tuesday. You know what I mean? But it's just the mentality you got to have. You know, if you're a coach that's not making practice hard, then what are you doing? Because the practice is like work. You know, I tell my guys, practice is work. You're working, working, working every day. Friday's payday. You know what I mean? So every day you're working in order to cash that check. You know, either you're going to, you know, go above and beyond, or you're going to come up short. You know what I mean? So it depends on how you're chopping that wood every single day. You know, just that's going to determine the outcome, you know, on game day. So every day is a work day. You know what I mean? And everything that I've seen and I've read, you know, about Georgia this year, that's how they're approaching it. You know, like I said, it's unfinished business. You know, they know, we know, everybody knows, we should have three-peated last year. Well, guess what? Here it comes. This train is coming down the track really, really fast, and you better move out the way.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit we got overconfident, a little too cocky, in the SEC championship game. And I don't think Kirby's going to let that happen again.
No, man.
But my question to you, Israel, is this. All that competition, all those really difficult practices, you do still have to preserve guys' legs a little bit, preserve bodies a little bit. How do you like? How do y'all do it down at Thomasville? And how do you think Kirby does it day to day at Georgia? Like, how do you balance? Like, it's not Bubble Tuesday. How do you follow that up on Wednesday, or how do you precede that on Monday? Like, I know here in Tennessee, our JV games are on Monday, so the young guys get their you know, quote, Bloody Tuesday on Monday in their JV game. And then they get back-to-back tough practices. And usually we kind of go like Monday's our JV game, Tuesday's a little bit lighter, Wednesday's kind of like a heavier day, and then Thursday is light too.
Well, we go Monday's our what you would tell our light day. You know, that's implementing the plan. We kind of do the college model. Mondays, implement the plan, make sure everybody knows to do. Tuesday is your work day. You know, Tuesday is usually your full pad day. Wednesday is usually your light day. You kind of getting your opening script done, kind of practicing your third downs and things like that. So it's a little bit of a light day, more of a competition day, above the waist type deal. And then Thursday's a walkthrough. Thursday's over with, you know what I mean? So, we do it that way. We have little segments to where we go against each other, team against team, things like that. Most of our stuff is done with against scouts, and you know, all of our stuff is thud. You know what I mean? It's done with tackling to the ground. You get most of your tackling and stuff like during fundamental drills, because that's usually, for defense, since we don't tackle to the ground, that's usually, fundamentally, as long as that happens, you're fine. You know what I mean? So that's one way that we keep our guys good. We feed them every day, things like that. So our nutrition program at Georgia right now is absolutely phenomenal. There's no round table or thing like that. Like when I was in school, they're actually spending money. They got their own cafeteria in the Blitz. It's absolutely ridiculous. Spoiled they are now. I'm real jealous. I'm proud but jealous at the same time. But the recovery and things like that. It's just about guys taking care of themselves. Are they going to bed at night? Things like that. A lot of it, is on the player. The coach is going to look out for it as best they can. You still got to get the work in. But at the same time, it's really on the player to make sure that their body's ready, they're resting, things like that. They're doing the small things, in order to play, what is it, 15 games this year, something like that, in the college season. So if you want to be great, you got to take care of everything. You're only getting one bye week, and that's always before we play four. So
yeah, exactly. And so it's a kind of a long sprint to that bye week, and it's a long sprint afterwards. So it's kind of grueling. But like, what's the mentality like right now? Like as a player, school's over. You're kind of in that weird in between where like. A lot of guys are at home right now, right? Like, what's the mentality? What was your mentality year to year as, the further you got into the program? Like, hey, it's May, school's out. What's it like before you have to, like, come back in the summer for strength program?
I went home one time during my time at Jordan. It was the most boring time ever. My mom wouldn't let me go anywhere, which I'm very, very thankful of that now. When you go see a couple of friends, family members, and things like that, I went back to Athens like within 2 days, so I ended up just staying and doing the main master, doing some rehab stuff because I had a shoulder injury later on in my career, and just doing that. Athens was fun for us during the summertime, because it's not the hustle and bustle of school.
Yeah, it's real low-key.
And it's really, really low-key, so we enjoyed it. So I just stayed up there and worked out during May. Same thing with high school right now. We'll go 3 days next week and then we're done, for a week and a half. So, it's good for us. It's good for the coaches and stuff to get a break away from it. Because right now, coaches are not recruiting right now. So they'll have just a little bit of time before they're back in as well. So right now it's just a chill. This is the time right here where players are at home. They're doing things. It's just, stay out of trouble and stay safe. and make it back in one piece. This is the time right here where it's like, Lord, please, mm. just make sure everybody makes it back in one piece.
Make sure nobody gets popped for any sort of
anything.
This is where you put the governors on the cars, right? Make sure they don't excessively speed.
That and make sure while you're home, just be safe while you're at home because everything's going on right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of those deals where you're praying every day as a coach, like, please, does everybody just make it back?
Everybody make it back in one piece with no legal drama.
That's it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I know I know high school wise, we're wrapping up. I'm gearing up to become. I'm going to be the John Madden of the duo here pretty soon. I think we've got some things in the works. So I'm going to be a John Madden instead and jump into the booth instead of on the sideline. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. So I got a meeting on Tuesday. There's some possible grant money out there that could be a game changer for us. So I could have my new sport that I'm the head coach of.
Absolutely.
And they can't take that away. So
absolutely. I work hard for this, buddy. Hard.
I know. So it'll be a little bit different for me, but I'll still get some of the analyst work. I'll still get to break down stuff, and I just won't be calling plays. I'll be calling the plays, but I won't be calling plays.
Hey, man, if you've always been down here. Back to Georgia.
Yeah, I could.
You belong.
Come down to South Georgia with you, right?
Absolutely. But you want to stay over there with all them Tennessee people up there.
Yeah, all the orange people up here. I gotta spread this gospel around. I gotta spread the G around. There's not enough G's up here.
They probably get chased out of town. You wear that shirt down to Knoxville.
Shit, I know, right? There's all kind of it's either Tennessee, Ole Miss, or Bama around here in Nashville.
Why Ole Miss?
Ole Miss ain't very far away. Ole Miss is just as close as Atlanta. It's like 4 hours away. A lot of Ole Miss people live here. Medical Field, a lot of Middle Tennessee people just kind of migrate down there. Ole Miss is a very popular school.
I almost went to Ole Miss. I was real close to it.
Yeah, that's the Grove is quite the thing.
The Grove is fun. But I just loved Athens even more.
I mean, honestly, I've never been to Ole Miss. Never been to Oxford, but I've heard it's like the same.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
North campus.
But I tell you what, let's see. I think Houston Nutt. Was Houston Nutt the coach then? Let's see. I think Houston Nutt. Anyway, so whoever the coach then. But it would be hard right now to choose between Lane Kiffin and Kirby Smart. Like, if you really think about it, these are two really cool that you're like, I could play for that guy. I don't know these guys before. It's tough. You'd be like, I want to join the Lane train.
Yeah, this is not a bad situation. Athens, they're winning. It's same atmosphere. It'd be real hard to turn down. Real hard to turn down.
It'd have to be like, you know, I want like NIL money. I mean, that's great and all that stuff. But for me, you know, the experience of going to college, you know what I mean? The experience of enjoying that time of playing football, mm-hmm. you know, and just think we did this without money. So this is coming strictly from the heart. You know what I mean? So just the experience of playing college football, you know, would do it for me. You know, I mean, the money would be great. Don't get me wrong. I would love to have a Lamborghini, you know, like Carson Beck. I mean, I'm not turning that down by any means, but at the same time, you know, I'm not one to, you know, as a kid back then, you know, there were plenty of times where I'm like, I ain't transferring nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, why would I do that?
Yeah. You know, let's be honest. The money's going to be similar. If you're being heavily recruited by Ole Miss and Georgia, the money's going to be similar in this NIL era.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to come, it's always going to come down to, do you enjoy where you're at? Because, like, yes. Am I going to enjoy spending this NIL money in Oxford? Am I going to enjoy spending this NIL money in Athens? Am I going to enjoy spending yes. this NIL money in Lexington or Norman or, you know, Berkeley or wherever? I don't know, wherever you're going.
Here's the thing that I don't understand is, like, you still got to go to practice. You know what I mean? So that aspect of football ain't going to change when you transfer.
There's nothing that's really going to change.
Where you're enjoying where you are. You know, yeah. Athens is a great place to be. You know, Oxford, you know, is a great place to be. LSU would be a great place to be. These are just schools I know of that I've been. Gainesville is a great place to be. You know what I mean? Miami, great place to be. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things where it's football, NIL, that's great. But am I going to have a good college experience while I'm here as well?
Yeah, I mean,
that's what people are missing through this whole deal. You know, I understand you want to play and all that stuff, but are you going to enjoy the time of being a college? There are plenty of people, adults in this world, that will be like, hey, I would go right back to college right now in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. I would.
Yeah. Take NIL away, take all that away, and let's just go back to when you were in school. People go back in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah, I had the time of my life in Athens. It was incredible. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And you know, and that being said, yeah, I would, you know, I would consider a lot of different places. I mean, I almost went to Florida State because I got into Florida State. I was choosing between Florida State and Georgia. I got into both schools, and so it was just a matter of out of state tuition. But if I was being recruited and there was NIL money on the table, which, let's be honest, Israel, like, the only difference is in recruiting is that money is now legal and you can actually talk about it. And that's the only difference. And it's not a vast difference between school to school. Some schools would be like, you can go there if you want, like when they hear the numbers. But for the most part, relatively speaking, like Nico, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but you know who I'm talking about, right? The quarterback at Tennessee, Nico Iamalahavala, him, that guy. He, you know, $8 million. I guarantee you every school that was talking to him was right in that relative ballpark.
$8 million to make to the Senate. That's wild.
Yeah. But I imagine it came down to, okay, you know, the money's got to be similar. At other places, if he was considering other places. So it probably came down to, okay, I'm going to flourish in Josh Heupel's offense. I enjoy Knoxville. And, you know, this whole situation, facility-wise and everything, is great. The college experience is great here. I feel comfortable. And I could do a lot with $8 million in the city of Knoxville. Like, that's probably what was going through his head. Trevor Etienne is like, yeah, I can do a lot with the money in Athens. I want to be at Georgia with Kirby Smart, and I want to be in a winning culture. So I'm going to enroll in Athens. And then he figured out that the ACC, was not playing.
The new RB2. Here it is.
Yeah.
Get you some.
It's a whole lot of get you some. And I love it, dude. I'm so rooting for Kendall Milton to make the team in Philly. I am so rooting for Dejon Edwards to make the team in Pittsburgh. And
I think he signed.
Yeah, they signed. They signed right after the draft. Like immediately after the draft, they signed free agent deals.
Did they sign the rookie deal?
They signed whatever undrafted free agent deal. You know, if they make the team, obviously they'll be under contract. They make the active roster, but
I hope they did. I thought I saw a thing the other day that I know that Bajon had signed his rookie deal. I can't remember.
I'm sure they. Dejon Edwards.
Because they're talking about Najee Harris going to Dallas.
Yeah, Dejon Edwards signs with Pittsburgh Steelers 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. And then Kendall Milton. I just hope Milton can stay healthy enough. Yeah, rookie free agent deal. Nice. Yeah, he signed a rookie free agent deal. But he's an X factor too. Like I think he could be like kind of the third hammer there for Pittsburgh. So a lot of our pro dogs. Like, have you seen some of these clips of Ladd in LA?
They're calling him the next Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I mean the dude is just smooth, man.
And Steve Smith gave him the green light too, so you know he's going to be a bad man.
That's the ultimate green light right there, Steve Smith.
Absolutely.
I can't wait till they have him on the pivot.
Yeah, I know. I love the pivot.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Tom Brady on the day.
Yeah, how about Tom Brady, man? Like immediately without calling a single game. Speaking of going into the booth. Without calling a game, gets on Fox's number one team. Do you think he'll do well? Are you excited to watch? Good. Are you excited to watch him?
You know, it's always good when you have a guy that's played the game. You know, other than Tony Romo, which I like listening to Tony Romo. I think he goes into quarterback mode a little bit too much every once in a while.
He's a bit corny. You know, so, he's a bit corny, but
yeah, because he's like in quarterback mode. He's like, well, we're gonna do this. This is good. You know, his excitement's kind of fake because he's like analyzing the game from quarterback standpoint, which I love it. But it's like, dude, chill, you know. But at the same time, you know, I think Tom Brady's got a little bit more personality than Romo, in my opinion. Judging by the roast from the other night as well, his sense of humor has to be really, really good. But I think he'll do good. I think he'll be really good. But I'm trying to see what's up with these ABC times. How does Miami and Florida get the 3:30 game, and we're playing at 12 in the dome?
Yeah, because we're going to absolutely wipe the floor with Clemson is what's going to happen. There's not a whole lot of we should blame Clemson for that.
That Miami Florida game ain't going to be too entertaining either.
Miami's going to like, why do they have so much faith in Florida? Like, I don't get that. Florida's terrible.
I feel like Miami game is going to more entertaining than that game.
Yeah. But Dabo, Mr. Portal guys aren't good enough. You don't think Trevor Etienne is good enough to play at Clemson?
I still can't believe that they have not one person out of it.
Yeah. Well, no. According to him, they signed a whole class full of Portal guys. Guys transferring from high school. That's what he said. Did you not hear that part? He said that too. It's some wackadoo stuff. Yeah. It's some complete whack job stuff, man. It's crazy. But yeah, like, so 12, what's up with that? Like, come on, ABC. Don't stick us in that spot.
I was like, what the hell? So aren't we going to be on ABC here?
Yeah.
Or are we on ESPN?
No, I think we're ABC. I think we're the ABC new game.
That's true.
It's 11. That's an 11 a.m. game for me.
Who's our who's our network for SEC now?
ABC, ESPN.
Oh, that's dumb.
No more CBS. No more CBS. CBS is Big Ten now.
I don't like it.
No more CBS. We're all ABC, ESPN, SEC network. I don't like it already because they stuck us in our one of our bigger games at noon. Yeah, I can hear your eyes rolling. Mine are too. It's God, like A&M's the night game. Like, why are they the night game?
Yeah, Notre Dame, and they should be the 3:30 game.
We should be the night game. We should be the primetime game. They should be the 3:30. Miami, yeah. Florida should be the noon game.
Yeah, they definitely get messed that up.
With Virginia Tech, Vandy at noon. And I don't know who else is playing big games, but like, yeah. I don't think anybody else is playing any big games. But yeah, I mean, come on now. Like, you gotta help us out. Gotta help us out.
Expectations
are high, man. Like, looking for a third 94 seasons, that's prime time spot stuff, man.
We'll be back soon enough.
Yeah, we'll be back soon enough. That Texas game will be. Unless ABC is trying to do this crap that Fox is doing with the big noon kickoff.
Yeah, and what's crazy about those kickoffs is like, all right, playing at Colorado, so that game really starts at what, 10:30 over there, 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's a brunch game because they're mountain time. Yeah,
so they're at least 2 hours off for me at least.
Yeah, they're an hour off of me. Like, it's a morning game when we play at noon.
Hey, we're going to play at noon, so we're playing at 10. Okay, yeah. Great. Thanks.
I remember one time they did. You know how they used to call it Pac-12 after dark? It was, yeah. Pac-12 after brunch.
Yeah.
Pac-12 after brunch. Pac-12 after breakfast.
Pac-12. Nobody's watching that game.
Can you imagine? Listen to this. Like, can you imagine if you played at like Arizona? Let's say you signed at Arizona State right out of high school. Could you imagine, you know, your coach being like, all right, our game's at 9:30 tomorrow morning. What would be the like, what would be the routine? Like, when y'all played noon games, what was your routine?
If it was a home game.
Road game.
Shoot.
Give me the road game. Because that's got to be the worst.
Yeah, it's early, dog. It's like you're up at 7. Let's see. Let's say if we play Tennessee.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Like, you're up at like 7 because that game's going to start at 11.
Yeah.
11:15. And then eat breakfast, devotional, walk through. Get on the bus. Let's see, it's probably about a 45-minute drive, so you're leaving about 9:45-ish. No, about 8:45, 8:30. You're on the bus, head to the stadium. Yeah. That was rough.
Yeah, that's brutal. That's brutal. I could imagine that. And then so – Now back that up like 2 hours. So you're getting up at 5 for a 9:30 game.
Yeah, no, not good. Not good for the program, to say the least.
No, that game, and needless to say, that game was about as sloppy as you could get. They played USC at brunch. That was brutal. So, well, before we get out of here, a couple things, man. Thomas Blackshear, what are your thoughts on him? He just committed. I'm excited about that one.
Can you still see me on your end?
You're frozen. Like you're looking like you're looks like you're focused on a spider on the ceiling.
Dude, I look really special in that picture. Like before it went dark on my side, I was like looking up trying to think.
I'm yeah, like, kill your camera, see what happens.
But I like him. I've seen him in person.
No, I guess not.
No, it didn't work. Anyways, but I've seen him in person, man. He's the real deal, man. You know, I like him. Real smooth, real raw right now. But I think he's getting really good coaching. So,
yeah, he is. Cavalry Day, right?
Yeah. Justin Fields, who used to be at Georgia, he was a walk on at Georgia when I was there. He coaches at Cavalry Day.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so I guess that's the connection, right?
Oh yeah, he's doing good there.
Yeah, this guy's going to be electric, man. I'm so excited we're getting electric receivers again, and it's and we just continue that pipeline, and that's going to be really fun, and it's going to shut all the Bobo haters up because they're like, oh well, Bobo's here, we're not getting any electric receivers anymore. Like you can say goodbye to that because it's Bobo.
Coach Bobo was down in Thomasville this past week, week before last. And I was actually moving into my, I was signing on the new house and I didn't get to see him.
Oh, so, no.
Papa Bobo, George Bobo, his dad at our scrimmage game last Friday goes, as soon as he sees me, somebody was looking for you on Wednesday. I said, I know he would show up when I'm not here.
He's like, God dang Troop, man, you never come to school.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what he said. Because I'm usually always there when he comes by.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're – let me tell you something about Georgia right now. Like that whole – if you think for 1 second that Georgia's not getting dynamic players, you have lost your mind. Okay?
You're just looking for something to complain about at that point. Like,
yeah, it might not seem like it because it's not a name that you readily recognize, but – when you watch the caliber of player that they're trying to recruit on film, I'm taking some. we're getting some big time players.
Getting some dudes.
So don't look at stars. Don't look at. Well, I've never heard that name before or anything. Don't listen to any of that.
They're high school kids. Like, of course, you've never heard that name before.
Oh man, you know how these people are. You know they know how to read the vent. You know, dog vent. That's where they get all their information from.
That's right, dog vent.
Who's this two star? You know, we signed Lat McConkey, and people thought that we were crazy. Now look,
yeah, Lat McConkey. Yeah, no, I didn't forget either. I remember all that stuff. I remember they're like, oh, Lat McConkey. Oh, we just threw him all.
I was like, think about this now. So that white boy can ball. People looking at him crazy. I'm thinking about this. Michael Bennett, Chris Durham. Just think about the caliber of player that we've had that just happened to be white at the receiver position. And all you look at is, man, who's this little white kid? I said, look, that little white kid can ball. And look at it.
Yeah, that kid can go. He's got some, you know what about him. He's got a little bit of Welker in him. He's got a little bit of Edelman. He got a little bit of Cooper Kupp in there. Just baller, man. Baller. And he showed from day one, the very first time you saw him play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You were like, what? I guarantee you my jaw was like, what? Kid's a freshman.
I told all my buddies in the group chat. We got a little group chat. And I'd say, I told y'all he could ball. I told you.
Like, well, I guess you're right. I guess you're right, Troop. He can ball. You're right. And now, NFL draftee, second rounder.
Balling, steal. About to get a check now.
No, he's about to get that check.
Big time. So
he's good. Last thing, Georgia baseball, dude. They just keep going up in the rankings.
Dude, we're balling at every facet of the world at this particular moment. In year one of having a new baseball coach, we have broken the home run record. Okay. Yeah. And if you notice, our pitching has gotten so much better. You know, helps your head coach as a pitching guy as well.
We can pitch.
And people, we sold out, 5-6 games this year? Mm-hmm. We beat Clemson twice.
Swept Vandy.
Swept South Carolina, which I didn't even expect that.
I think we took two of. I think we took the series on the road at A&M, which not many people have done either.
I remember correctly. It's a beautiful thing to see, and I hope that this year we can. I hope we win it. I hope we win it all. You know what I mean? But I hope we make a run this year so our guys can understand. Hey, we're pretty freaking good, and if we just keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Within the next 2-3 years, we're going to be holding that trophy in Omaha.
Yeah. I think we're going to be in a super regional this year. I mean, this team, like, they're not a ton of holes in this team. I mean, they've got great plate discipline. They hit for power. Pitching wise, they set up hitters really well. And just not a ton of holes. And they don't do a lot of things to beat themselves either. You don't see a ton of walks, a ton of errors, and things that plague other teams. Like their bullpen does fairly well most of the time. You know, obviously it's baseball, so your bullpen's gonna falter every once in a while. So, but
right,
I, for the most part, the bullpen's really, really solid. And that was the thing that really, really bothered me last year with this team. Was like anytime the starter went out, you're like, okay, well, there goes the game.
Right.
And a lot of times the starter would get chased in the third or fourth inning, and then your bullpen has to survive the rest of the way, and you're just like, that's a wrap.
I think, too, you know, just watching us at the plate, man, it's just like, who is this team and where have y'all been?
They're actually being selective, taking pitchers deep into counts.
Yeah, and there are a couple of times you're like, that old Georgia group again, but then the very next inning they bounce back. You know, mm-hmm. Even that same hitter, like they bounce back. You know, you're like, okay, here we go. We're good now.
Yeah, and they're just launching balls out of the yard. Like they got some of the best power numbers in the conference.
Ain't no doubt.
So it's fun to see, man. It's fun to see Georgia do well in sports that we haven't done well in a while. And I think basketball's on the rise. Tyron Lawrence, I don't know if you know much about him. I don't know if we talked about him, but new point guard, transferred from Vandy, actually. Very gritty. He's a slasher. He gets to the rim. He's a good scorer. He's going to be good.
Love to see it.
He's a court leader. Like, he's somebody that's going to, like, command everybody, get everybody kind of set, and he's not going to take any garbage.
Yeah, that's kind of what we need. You know, we need mm-hmm. that one good leader on that side to be like, all right, guys, here we go.
And that's him. That's Tyron Lawrence. So, but anyway, I know you're tired. It's May. School's almost over, so that's a guarantee.
Hey, our last day is tomorrow, baby. It's over with.
Oh, it's over with for y'all? Oh, snap. We got half days next week. Yeah, we got half days next week. We got exams. So it's pretty much over for us. Like, I only have to give two exams because I gave my class has industry certification. So they take, okay. You know, they basically take their test like early. Like, so.
Yeah.
They don't have to do it. So, like, I'm going to be in chill mode. And I have yearbook as one of the other classes. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're definitely chilling. I am chilling for real. I'm like, hey, hey, cuz, look, you can either sit down and be quiet, or you can sit home. One of the two.
Just chill, guys, and don't send a bunch of people to the weight room. I'm sure that's what you're crossing your fingers. I don't know if they do that at Thomasville, but
oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I send them right back. And then sometimes I get real petty and I send other students to those teachers' rooms.
I've done
for that. For everyone you send to me, I'm sending you to.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Unless it's a kid I like, I'm like, it's cool. But if it's a turd, oh yeah, you're definitely getting two of my students.
Yeah, I'm sending you the worst ones too.
Hey, no doubt.
So, well, that's going to wrap it up for us here, Israel. Man, we've had a lot of fun. We're gonna, we're gonna increase our presence a little bit as we go, and we're gonna build this thing that we call this magical mystery tour that we call the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Believe Network. We hope you liked what you heard. If you did, make sure you find us on social media at TroopStar28, at CoachBurton36, and our new Twitter handle @Believe_in_Dogs. Thank you, Twitter, for acting like we got hacked with our old account. We'll see you back here next time on the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Believe Network. Until then, be good, go Dogs, and Israel, enjoy your move, get settled, and we'll come back at you.
Absolutely, go Dogs.
Go Dogs. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.